Blog Talk Radio.
This place by divine inspiration. There is this place of three hearts and a cotton. A place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, causes oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread, and the enemy is loose trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. We need it returned to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace, which surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't united stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hots and a cot. Place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. This place. This place.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I Am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody.
lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. No.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singer, and let's just give him the glory.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter
where you look or where you
go.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
We came to lift you up.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, everybody in the building singing. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Yes, I can.
Perfect. So I want to welcome you all to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering of none other than Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO and creator of this platform is none other than Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet. And it's my joy and my honor to be serving this platform, Inspiration Factory, with my brother, Mr. Alonzo. You got Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Mr. Alonzo. Just chill with and hang out with and see where things go. So what's good with you, my brother, Mr. Multitasker?
Hey, you already know. It don't stop. It don't stop. This devil ain't no joke. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, let me tell you, if you had heard me last night on Van and Mouthpiece did a show last night. He's on Wolf Hour, and I used to call over Wolf Hour all the time. You know, I even got my own wolf over there. I'm a blessed wolf, but he was on with Van last night, and I spoke about that very same thing. I went into all of the mess that it's just collapsing on me all at one time, and I'm still here, and I'm still not pulling my hair out. So I guess maybe this truth in that scripture that says, I will not put more on you than you can bear.
Amen.
I look
don't play,
mate. Said, man, I can't do it. But I look back and say, oh, he did it. I threw it.
Okay. I low-key feel like I just got out of the spiritual gym, so I totally understand. But, you know, like, it's just been back-to-back. I mean, the multitasking, I feel like I got to keep moving because if I stay stagnant in one area for too long, I start dwelling on the negativity of certain aspects. And it's just, it's just, you know, that's the devil speaking, baby. So I try to gain self-control, as much self-control as possible. And, yeah. With the holidays coming up, I understand the stress level that it is in everybody's family. This is a high, there's a lot of high ratio societies out right now that, you know, it's a stress level season. So there's a lot of negativity that's floating around, basically. So I'm trying to just avoid all of that and just be in my corner.
And I was spoke on this last night with somebody. I had to think about Ephesians 6, I think it is, starting at 12 or 13, where it speaks about we're not fighting flesh and blood.
No, it's spirit. Yes, sir.
Demons and principalities and principalities in darkness. You know, so people that want to push every wrong button, I have to stop to think. That's really not him being this anal orifice, okay? This is one of those spiritual powers or entities using him for that purpose. He just is in a moment his guard is down, and he allowed that because there's a whole lot of moments when I put my guard down and let him use me to do some things. You know?
Right.
It's hard to think about it when it happens, though. It's hard. But this is something that I'm praying on for this. And it's, I was going to say it's funny, but it's not funny. That's true. You know what? Let me stop right there. Because we're getting ready to get into some stuff, and we ain't even really, really opened the show. I'm sorry. I got a little excited. But
don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
And I excuse you. You're right. I apologize. Thank you for that.
There you go.
Don't tell nobody you're sorry. Apologize for somebody that you saying you're sorry. You're speaking life over yourself, and that ain't a good thing to speak over yourself. So thank you for that, Alonzo. See, that's why I like you being here. Two great minds is a woo. It's a weapon. That's what you got. It.
Okay.
So with that being said, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in should you be online listening to the show and comment or come in with. But before we go any further, I think we need to do the smart thing to do, and that's to bring this show in prayer. We got to ask our Father to come aboard. So if you guys would just take a moment and clear your minds and put your thoughts on the throne and join me there. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening first and foremost just thanking you for being the God that you are. Father, we ask for forgiveness for those things that we may have done that were displeasing to you or those things that we neglected to do. Father, we ask that you would just join us and lead us here at the Inspiration Factory this evening, that your will be done. Someone somewhere will be touched by something they heard. We give the reins of this over to you. Father, we ask your blessings upon the Epiphany family, for the callers of the evening, the listeners of the evening, and their respective families. Lord, we ask that you would heal those that are hurting, that are grieving, or that are going through some physical pain. There's so much pain in the world today. We need one of those old-fashioned revivals, Lord, where you just show up and show up. But we need it on a worldly basis because we know your word and we know what we're facing, what we're facing. But love you. We thank you for what it is that you have done, that you are doing, that you will do for us. And we look forward to this evening to see what you would have for us. We pray this in the precious, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now we can go for it. But, I was getting started, so I had to pump my brakes. this whole month, I'm just hyped up with this program because whole month is the theme is beginning of the end. We started off the beginning of the last month of the year, so it's beginning at the end of the year. And I just want to focus on preparing ourselves for the upcoming. So those hurdles that we've recognized from this year, we're going to speak death over. Those obstacles that we struggled with getting over or we haven't overcome yet, we want to claim victory over that and leave that here. Those things that we just procrastinated, anything that we did that we don't want to carry over, we just want to leave here. So for this month, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to, what's that song by, I think it was Vicky Winans. Let's see, where she has take it off. Something about change, take them chains, you know. We're just going to shake those things that are binding us. Yeah, I think it was Vicky Winans. But that's what we're going to do this month. So when we hit 2024, we're armed. We have less luggage on us. We've got a stronger direction. At least that's my hope. If for nothing else, that's my plan for my entry into 2024. And I think it's something that we can all incorporate into our own way of doing something.
Yes, sir. I totally agree with you.
I just, I'm going to keep it 100 in line, so I don't run around so much. And I keep saying, I got to sit down on the right foot tonight. And you get tied up with something else. Oh, man, I got a right foot. When I sat down here tonight and sent you that first text, I was just beginning to write for tonight.
I ain't even mad at it. Look, to me, honestly, that sound like it almost sound like a freestyle type of night, but at the same time, it's like I understand exactly where you're coming from because it's like, had I been 100%
like
in freestyle the game,
freestyle.
Then. Yes. You know, at the same time, the confidence I have in my freestyle game, had I been a freestylist, you know what I mean, then I'd be like, let's go. I mean, I'm ready to go at any given time, but at the same time, that I'm not 100% a freestylist, but I'm not going to be the last one in the race, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to say no to every opportunity. But I totally understand where you are coming from.
I don't know if you're how familiar. Yeah, you met him, Automatic. He loves to drop count. Yeah, Automatic Charismatic. He loves the way he freestyles, and he loves to just try to coerce you into freestyling. Boy, he can pile up the BS. He can shovel it deeper than anybody on the team. But I love him.
You know, the one thing I like about freestyle
right
is because yes, that's the one thing I like about the freestyle because it actually comes from the heart. You know what I mean? Even though a lot of people don't know how to put the words consecutively together, it's still the emotion that comes out of the mouth. You know, what's the scripture that say that what comes out of a man's mouth is from his heart? Mm. So listening to a lot of these freestylists, it's like it's a lot of babble.
Yeah.
So the heart's
and
not
you
really
know,
fulfilled. That's what I'm noticing.
Right. If you're not really releasing that from your heart, it's not a freestyle, not a true freestyle.
Right.
So that aspect overpowers a person's or some people's maybe inability, like you said, to put the words together succinctly. But that the realism of it erases all of that, you know?
Exactly.
And that's when you know you hit the mark. Yes.
Okay. That's that. You're looking for that peace within or that joy within. So, I mean, it's more than just in a freestyle. It's in any career or background. When you actually take your time and and look for that center median piece in anything, you know, that that you're good at. There's a passion and there's just skills. So,
and oftentimes they're better than those things that you thought you were articulating in your particular style, you know.
Yes, sir. That's what art is, though. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's exactly what art is. Thank you, Picasso.
Okay. But look, I tell you, I have a guiding hand in all my stuff. That's where my name came from. It's all divinely inspired. So I have a written freestyle that I'm going to do for tonight.
Well, I mean, on that note, sir, the mic is definitely yours, King. And
I appreciate you, my brother. I truly do. So I haven't even read over this, so I hope it goes okay because there might be typos to throw me out. Let me hush and just go ahead and do this. This is called Going Forward. There's very little we can do to change our path. Those bad decisions, mistakes, and unfortunate situations, they are what they are. You can only, God willing, learn a lesson or two and grow from it. Going forward with another tool for what's to come. It's true if you fail to plan, and more likely than not, disappointment will be at the end of that. I have and am now speaking life and death over things to leave in 2023. Speaking life into leaving a few things behind, going forward. I am naming that I must throw away and grow away from. My procrastination or my self-last thought. But more important, most important, is my relationship and commitment to the Lord. I am planning to diligently work toward betterment of myself, speaking life over spiritual and my moral wealth, while also speaking death. Hindsight proves it's an extremely debilitating painting and hindering my submission to Christ, my King. I am waiting with anticipation for 2024. I see progress towards what I am growing towards. Success is what I visualize. I'm striving within my faith and believe in the power of my not just in lip service, but down to my core. Despite the times we live in today, in the midst of humanity's decline, I trust my God to guide me to a better blood-covered way. And going forward like the hymns, order to march. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war. The cross of Jesus going on before. I claim and believe this to what for me is in store. And that is my plans going forward into 2020.
I swear I wish we had the clapping hands, but we don't have the clapping hands. But I really, that going forward, I don't know what it is about your pieces. I keep telling you every time that I hear you, because you just, to me, they're all freestyles, but they're not freestyles. Because it's like you really be touching on certain points that I'm going through at the moment, you know, and then as far as move forward. You know, last week I think I did a little piece that was called What If, you know, and after I did that piece, that did, moving forward is like the next thing or the next phase that I stepped into. And you really just hit that on the head, per se, you know, that, thank you. I keep saying thank you, but I don't like taking over your pieces, because it's like you keep saying it's the Father. So I try to let the energy do what it do. You know what I mean? I really appreciate it.
You got to understand, and I know you understand because of so many of your passions and the things that you do in your day-to-day life. You're doing things to help somebody. You're allowing the Father to put you in situations or to use your words to empower someone, to comfort someone, and so on and so forth. And that's the same thing that you empowered me with your words on that, because it tells me that yes, I am being used by God. Because yeah, I'm a noodle man, but when I look back at something that he's in, it was right, it's confirmation that I'm doing the right thing when I hear someone say that they receive
something
from. That's why every like God has this ability. And you know, I tell people all the time, you don't know what you write a piece for, or if you feel that you're supposed to spit something. You haven't got a clue why you even thought about doing it, but if you do it, God had a reason for you to do that. It's only you that could accomplish what it was that you wanted to spit that. Or that those words, or that embrace, or that smile. And we're representatives of the Most High. We got to let them use it. I'm sorry. I got to run in my mouth again. I told you, I'm just kind of hyped about it. You were saying, my brother.
No, you good. You good. Like I said, you always touch a certain angle. So it's kind of like most of the time I'm sitting back listening anyway. In our relationship, I'm a younger brother. So it's like I the footprints have already been laid, and I'm supposed to take heed because Father laid those footprints. But when I listen to my brother speak, it's like, okay, I know my brothers at least took those steps too, and I'm not going in the wrong direction. So I appreciate when you guys speak, because I really tune in. I do a lot as far as give back, because I was always taught the more you give, the more you receive. You know, and that's just the cardinal flesh side of the game. I know, also know there's the spiritual side of the game.
Yes, that
and part. You know, I really don't get in tune to the spiritual side of the game most of the day until I connect with my brothers, with my sisters. You know what I mean? So that's why I really appreciate you. That's why I say thank you. You know, I also, everybody else that's out there that called in, that's calling in or that's tuning in, that's watching through the Zoom, that's, you know, through the internet, whatever. Everyone has had, all of you guys have a certain type of connection to this platform, you know, and whether you're a new person, an old person, there's a certain type of hook that hooks us all. And that's why we're tuned in right now. So it's kind of like, that's the whole, you know, meat and potatoes in the meal.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why
this is what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's in the midst.
So
all the chaos that we go through or whatever, there's something that just draws me here for my solace and my peace.
Yes,
Let me tell you, even when I was joining this platform with Sylvia Blaylock, that's going back quite a bit. I would always say, I get more out of this platform, these Sunday sessions, than I could ever give to this platform. You know, I leave out of here every Sunday just with a smile on my face and peace, my belly full from that, all that I've eaten from our interaction, our fellowship. I wouldn't trade this for the world.
And
I think I'm coming up on 8 years.
You know,
and I still am just as hungry for this as I was for day one.
That's the crazy part. So, brother, you know, I think that, in hands down, I think I'm going to put all my my eggs in one basket on this one, but I honestly think we might be the number one platform from literally east to west coast as far as, like, on a radio show, you know what I mean, like supporting what's going on in the radio industry. I think we might be the first, hands down, to do this, what's really going on that people are tuned into. So this, again, is the energy that's connected to it. Right now, it might not have that 2 million views. It really does have its 2 million views in its way, you know what I mean? But as far as, like, what the young kids are looking for, it might not be what the young kids are looking for, but, like, that's what the word has always been like, though, too. Very few has always been attracted to the word. And it's always been a trickle-down effect, you know what I mean? As much as you want to give the whole meal in one session, nobody really wants to hear what you're saying. After 2 minutes, people just, you know, tune out. So, and then let alone it's the word, how many people really just want to be on it. This platform right here is that one, you're cut from different cloths, but there is a certain medium that just be like, yeah, just brings you back every time, like the universe, law of attraction.
Right. I'm going to say there's still that underlying tether.
Yeah.
That connects you to it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, because it just sparked an idea in my head. I'll tell you about that later off air. But I'm writing it down now, so I don't
Low key, that was my freestyle. Don't ask me to do one. That was just like,
oh, you were good. Look, man, look. I wish we had the snaps right now. Now, that is one for the playbooks. My brother. Oh, man. Look. I was to throw you under the bus, King, but, man, you just stopped my bus right on this track.
Hey, you know,
you good.
Thank God, you know, thank God for 18 wheelers, you know. There's got to be something bigger on the road.
Oh, that was a good one. Man. Okay. that was a good one. I have to do two things real quick. So, why don't
yes,
we
sir.
Play a song? How about
I got you. I already got you. I got you. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. See? I ain't got to say that. Though. Man, look. See what I said about two great minds coming together? Man, look at here.
Okay.
Equally yoked.
You know, can you imagine had there really been a church like us on the corner of your block? These folks that's listening, I'm just saying, would you really show up? I know you would, because this is reality checks 101, and those are the best checks that are actually valuable today. I just want you to know there ain't no other check that you could write out of your checkbook that's going to be as valuable as these lessons today. That's all I'm getting at. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and go into this music ministry. And my brother Paul, would you like to say anything?
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Praise your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say,
your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day.
Your grace, your grace. holy. Your tender mercies I see,
oh, Lord.
Day after day, forever, faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy toward me.
Oh,
great is your grace.
My brother, Mr. Alonzo, Alonzo, you need it?
I'm here. No, I'm here. You just muffled.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
My earbuds. See, it's that modern technology.
Oh, man.
I blame it on something.
You almost, you almost caught me. Almost.
Great is his mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Look, I see we got another 909 hand raised out there.
Yes, that's actually, you know, that's. That's a local area, so I don't think they have a piece of, yeah. So I just wanted to shout out to the local area for actually tuning in and showing the support to your boy, because it was you funny. Oh, he played me to the left. I know that they ain't got no peace, but he.
Let me pull myself in, because revenge is mine, says the Lord. So I have to just sit my butt down and leave that alone.
It's all right. You already pushed play. You know, they call me fourth quarter. I come in on the clutch. That's it.
Okay. Oops. Hey, that was an accident.
Okay. It's all good. I ain't even. Hey, God is good. That's all I'm going to say. Like, there's a lot of energy in tonight's studio, and I just want to thank everybody that's calling in again or is showing up on the Zoom or whatever, however you may be. Those that are tuned in tonight, you got a piece, call in. The number here is 319-527. You know the rest. Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Already. And then don't forget to
just talk about something you want to leave behind. Call on in.
Yes. Push one. That way we know that you want to be spoken to. Other than that, we're going to continue with this music ministry. And God is good. God is great.
You know what? Yes, indeed, man, is he ever. But I got one that kind of speaks to what we're going to be doing for this entire month. It's a piece by C.C. Winans.
Glory, we're taking territory, Keep that song in mind because the message is in these three songs that I'm playing right now. Keep that one in your mind. And then listen to this one and then the next one. And then we're going to come back to this one. I just received the message. So I'm just going to be obedient and pass it on.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the Father's will right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Yeah.
To this portion of our music ministry. If you have your hand raised, I will get to you in a second, but there's a purpose for these three songs that I'm playing, and we'll go into that. But the songs were, in case you didn't catch them, was Waging War, one we just listened to, He Has His Hands on You. Then this next song that I'm about to play, I want you to listen to, and then I will recognize it, Eric or two or not. Just hang in there for a minute with me. There's a purpose to all of it.
I almost
those three songs I'm going to speak on momentarily. But before we go there, we're going to open up this other mic. What you think about that, dear Mr. Alonzo?
Here. I ain't went nowhere. Don't think I did. Yeah, no, no. Yeah. I was outside catching a newspaper. But yes, I definitely feel we should go ahead and go after these hands that are raised up tonight.
I was starting to backtrack and look to see, oh, did I push the wrong button? Did I do something
wrong? Oh, no, look. And I was running so fast. You hear me? I was running so fast. My house shoes got busted. I'm talking about the whole toes is out every time.
That's what you merely call putting your foot in your work.
Okay. Yeah, look, the boy don't stop moving. That's, y'all should know this. Y'all know we don't stop moving around here.
Absolutely. We got to multitasking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those three songs we gonna speak about momentarily. And I played that first one, Something Else Hit Me. So, anyway, we'll get into that in a moment. But we're going to bring on, open the mic for 219. And
ooh, this is familiar. This sound like a brother from the Brotherhood.
Uh-oh. Error code 219. Uh-oh. Welcome to the Inspirational Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey there, brothers. Yeah, brother on the line from East Chicago. How y'all doing?
Oh, brother. Oh, how? Okay. How are you doing, brother? Oh, okay.
Now, this is the multitasker right here.
Okay. Yeah, he's come along a long way with us, too. Look, he long, long way. I'm trying to get on the video with you, too. You know, we on the Zoom platform now with it, too. I'm just trying to step it up to the next level. I want to see Brother O. Uh-huh. Brother O wants to. The world wants to see you, Brother O.
Yes, indeed. Because this man, he's got a mission.
Believe that.
but he already knows that and has been living that for quite some time, I'm telling you.
Okay, yes.
Pure inspiration. So it's glad to hear from you, brother.
Yes, hashtag.
Well, if you got to.
Bring us up to speed. What you been doing?
I've been doing well. This month to be a year since I had my heart transplant. I'm actually doing pretty good.
Won't he do it?
I just been staying busy doing my poetry and take care of myself. That's what I've been doing since we last had it. We had a last conversation months ago, so I'm still doing mm-hmm. what I'm doing.
It has been about 90 days. It has been about 90 days.
Yeah. Look, he getting bougie now. He don't know us little folk no more.
I do miss you, Brother O. I do miss you. I know you came with some fire tonight, something epic. You always do. Every time you come out of the cut, it's always something with some, man, you know what I mean?
Something profound.
What'd you bring for us tonight? Yeah, really, though. Because a lot of people don't, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll say it after the piece, but what'd you bring for us, brother? Okay, that part.
This poem is entitled The 30 December is a Date. Let me say it again. 3rd December is a date that I'll always remember.
Oh, okay. So I know that that has a specific meaning attached to that. So
it does.
We gonna fall back and give you the mic because I for one am kind of anxious to hear what this is. With that being said,
the
mic is yours, King.
It was the 3rd of December, a day that I always remember. Yes, I will, because that was the day that I received my life-changing heart transplant after waiting in the hospital for 383 days. After enduring close to 300 offers being rejected last year, for a minute, my hopes and dreams to be out of the hospital by Christmas appeared to be out of reach. And my faith began to waver, and the long wait was beginning to wear me down mentally. Then I received the word, and my team of cardiologists found a heart for me. When the surgeon signed in my case and my heart transplant coordinator came into my room, he gave me my weekly updates about recent offers of donor hearts. On December 2nd, 2022, I was anticipating another rejection report. I was prepared to sign an updated consent for some upcoming heart transplant surgery. And then they told me the life-changing news that I was eagerly waiting for 383 days. Mr. Gatling, we found your new heart. My initial response was, is this for real? Because my mind needed time to process the life-changing news I just received. After the news was confirmed, I had a very big smile on my face, and the first thing I said was, thank you, God, for answering my prayer. And I called my parents to give them the news and posted the official new announcement to all my friends from the reports and classmates on Facebook Live. It was quite an exhilarating feeling that I experienced that day. And even to this day, I still can't find the words to express how I felt when I got the news, brothers and sisters. But oh, you were a true soldier waiting for over a year for your heart transplant. How'd you endure waiting so long without losing your faith? How did you keep your mind occupied while waiting for your new heart? How did you manage to maintain your focus? You grieved the death of your girlfriend 9 weeks into your hospitalization. How did you cope with being away from your family and friends for over a year? How did your raw determination motivate you to go the distance to accomplish your mission to receive a new heart? My answer to all those above questions is quite self-explanatory, my dear brothers and sisters. You have to always trust in God's timing. Maintain your faith while in your season of waiting and hold on to his promises that he will answer your prayers, because his word will never turn unto a void. He may not come when you want him to come, but trust and believe me, he's always on time, and he's never late. And when God shows up, he's most definitely going to show out in your lives, because what you have been praying for will be manifested when you least expect it. My dear brothers and sisters, on the 3rd of December of last year, receiving my new heart was arguably the best Christmas present I've ever gotten in my life. And my new heart was the right one for me because it was most definitely worth waiting for 380 days in the hospital to get it. And now, 1 year later, I'm experiencing an improved quality of life. And I am eternally grateful that God gave me a second chance to live the life that I've always wanted for myself. And because of that experience, I'm ready to receive all the blessings that God has for me now. That's at peace.
Wow. That doesn't fit the theme of the song, of that song. Can you still hear me, Alonzo?
Yes. Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I'm just... But if that doesn't fit, that purpose... this month on this platform it's the beginning of the end. This month is the beginning of the end of the year, and we're leaving all those things behind that hindered us. We're carrying forward all those things that bring us into this next year more powerful. And if you didn't speak up, and you know, over the month we've interacted frequently, and so that piece, for me, that reverberates one word, and that word is faith. Faith that I've always seen you exhibit and live throughout your journey has inspired me in many, many situations. I really, really appreciate that piece. 3rd of December. I'm going to keep that in my calendar. That's a very special day. And it's a very powerful testimony, so I'm grateful that you brought that here tonight, because it's perfect for what I want for this platform for this month. Alonzo, you have anything for this brother?
Sir, man, let me just start off with the way he started it. I almost I went in my temptation zone the way he started that. It was the 3rd day of December. I was like, wait, hold up. Got to tap to my feet. Then I was like, wait a minute. In the song, it says September, but I like how you caught me in the beginning for the simple fact, because the last time, as you had mentioned, it's been a while since you've been, and the last time that I heard one of your pieces, and in most of your pieces, you know, you stay focused on, depend on God. There's a lot of pieces, or there's a lot of things that you put in your piece, I should say. And that, I want to say the last 3 pieces that you brought to the table. You have the faith of a mustard seed. And I don't want people to sleep on you. There's people that they're calling in or listening tonight that don't know who you are, but there's others that know who you are, and those that know who you are know what you've been through. So the last time, like, you've been on this platform, it was crazy. It sounded like it was a year ago. I felt like it was recent, but it sounds like, first thing I want to say is that I can't believe I've been here that long already. Time has flown. That's crazy.
Time still flies when you're having fun.
That part. But the faith that, you know, that, like the pieces, like I said, that you said from day one, stop depending on the world, stop listening to the people, don't, you know, quit living up to the neighbors, start doing for you type situations. When you listen to his pieces, it's like little anchors to help you get through your life, your time. And I said this to you before, I don't know you from Adam and Eve, but when I listen to you, when I listen to everybody, I try to get something out of everybody. And every time I hear you talk, it's, you know what I mean, like, find an anchor in God. And it always comes with an example. You always come with an example of what you've been through. And I just want to appreciate you for opening it up to everybody to get that information, because God is very important. When they understand who you are and what you've been through, that faith, the mustard seed, is going to show, you know what I mean? Right now it's just sounding like everybody's just doing poetry to a new ear, but again, to those that's been on this platform and know what you've been through, there's a real connection besides words. You're a Picasso to a lot of us, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, brother. I really appreciate those words you just said. This is more than poetry to me. This is more than poetry. This is what I call spoken word ministry.
Hmm. I like that.
It's more,
yes, sir,
more than that for me. It's like the time I go on the poetry stage, I feel like a minister to somebody. So, and not doing, not preaching, you know, like a preacher, almost like so I'm a minister,
exactly.
Minister on a mic, on a minister, and more like I'm
yes,
a preacher.
Yes, sir.
You're
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to sound political, you know what I mean? I didn't want to sound so stipulated. Like, yeah, but that's exactly what I wanted. That's when I hear your words, you're talking to the real, you know what I mean? It's not like the pastor when he's, because he got a doctorate degree or whatever, he's on the stage and he says what he says until he sees somebody twitching and he's like, got you. Then he goes on that sermon. You're really actually on some real raw footage ministry, you know, and that's what I like to see when it comes to a leader, even in the pastors, things of that nature. That's what I like to see.
Mm-hmm.
What I see with all of this is he's being obedient. It's not like a preacher, but you're being obedient to the word of God. Just go forth, spread my word. That great commission he gave when he was leaving. His vast command was to share the good news. That's what you do consistently, brother. And you do it with such humility.
You're not following those stipulations.
Dedication. Right. Exactly. You're doing as you're led to do, which is what he asked of us, what he told us to do. That many of us fail to do. So I understand completely what you're saying, and I appreciate it. It takes those like you with that mindset to go forward into this new year, helping the others to you know, enter this new year just a little bit more powerful, just a little bit more confident, just a little bit more trust in God. That's your experience shows that the power of God, God's willingness to reach down and touch us, and he is no respecter of persons. So what he did for you, he would surely do for another.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much power in your work and your pieces, dedication. Like I said before, you're here for a purpose.
Right.
You are fulfilling a purpose. And personally, it's kind of like my honor to ride along with you seeing this, because seeing what you're experiencing and the blessings you're receiving empower me. This chaos, you see that shining light, that beacon up on the hill.
Yes, that's what I mean when I say, like, I don't know you from Adam and Eve. That's exactly what I mean. Like, although there's nothing new under the sun, I can't fathom your footsteps, though, because one, I'm going through my footsteps, but I know you're going through footsteps. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like to the point where it's like, I don't want to follow my footsteps because your footsteps inspires me. And I want to follow it to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. You know.
You know what that
you're a Picasso.
To my mind,
you're a Picasso. That's what I mean. Yeah.
You ever see that little plaque that they have up about, you know, somebody walking, seeing one footstep in the sand, and then he saw two footsteps, then saw the one again, or something to that effect? Because, you know, when you were walking, then that's God came and picked you up. So you're both on that same footstep. That's what
I
see.
It was then he carried it
out. Yes. So those footsteps, and what you had just said about, you know, wanting to follow those footsteps, that's God. That spiritual connection, the bond between the two of you. That's what, like you said, you don't know Adam, but that spirit of God was in you, recognizing that spirit of God in him. And his footsteps would guide you and will guide you with what you need to learn throughout those footsteps. And he's got you both picked up, and it's all going in the same direction. man, God is so
pretty good,
so, unfathomable, man. And don't get me started.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my goodness, but brother! Oh, you are definitely one of his weapons for this upcoming battle.
Okay.
Yay, appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming through.
And you're one of my hashtag faves. Don't get it lost in the sauce. You're one of my hashtag faves.
Appreciate you.
If I find a studio again, I'm going to send you over to the praise line, brother. But I want you to continue listening, if you would. I'm going to go into the purpose of those three songs that I played previously. And I think there might be some stuff in there. You know how God does. He moves in mysterious ways. I appreciate
Amen.
You, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
And that brother, I tell you, there's so much inspiration in this story. But getting back to those three songs, Waging War, he has his hands on you. He turned it.
Mm-hmm.
With the theme that I was led to set up for this month with beginning of the end. That became, when the first song played, those other two popped into my head, and it reverberated in such a way that, wow, that makes sense for what it is that I'm trying to say, what it is I'm personally trying to achieve from this month. So, we're waging war over 2023. But we're doing it boldly because we know he has his hands. Eternity
right.
is when we give that declaration as we end in 2024. Victory. If we don't speak victory into fruition, it will not come. He ain't forcing nothing on us. We have not because we ask not. This is my banner, if you will, for entering into 2024, because I'm waging war. And I'm doing it. I'm gonna be a little Muhammad Ali going into this, you know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, that type thing, you know. Because I know he has his hands on me. He got his hands on me, but Satan, you can't get me. I'm getting what I need to empower myself to do what I want to do, leaving this negativity, those barriers, those hindrances, those flaws behind. Then I want to come out talking about, yes, he turned it. He turned all that chaos back around, and look at me now. My God is good. I'm sorry. So that was the purpose of those three songs.
Okay.
I just got hit with the feeling that I needed to do that, and I did.
I appreciate those because you know tonight. Oh man, I must be feeling some type of way. I can't even get the words out. I'm over here stuttering. But you notice tonight I didn't ask my infamous question to anybody, and I feel like
do that.
I feel like that we always trying to aim our visions to Father, in a sense, God. I got to be very choosy with the words that I say, but I feel like tonight's words was we were aiming at God or Father. You know, we can't get to God unless we know Father. And I feel like that median that's going through this platform is allowing us to connect to one another, to understand that there is Father. With all the craziness and the extras that's going on in the world, from the neighbors to overseas, you know, it's just crazy how the median that I'm referring to, we all seem to understand whether we speak English or not. So I can't say we all understand it, but it's just it's crazy that it exists and it is there. The law of attraction, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, scientists want to, they can't deny it either. There's that median, that unseen median. We call it faith. But again, this platform was made tonight to connect to all the different cloths that are cut throughout the world, the energy that gets put out there. This platform, I appreciate you guys. I keep saying it, but I really do mean it from the bottom of my heart. I got TBI, so a lot of the times I forget what I really want to say on the second. But, you know, those that put me on this platform, and you know who I'm referring to, but because it's going past my 2 minutes, but I appreciate this opportunity.
I think some people somewhere made a very good decision. We're bringing you on board. It's all in divine order. That's what I feel from this sense, from the very onset. Yeah. It's confirming to me, soothing to me to see his process. But it's no surprise because from the onset, before I even came onto this platform, what I knew this platform to be, it was something that was godly inspired. So it was so humbling for me when I real often this platform, and particularly with the people that began this with him. To this day, they still inspire me. So the whole process with this platform is still amazing. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Delonzo, I'm truly with you on that.
I can't think about what a Sunday night would be for me if I didn't have this. And I certainly can't think of anything better. So this is from me, is being kind of self. But what I get from it, it's a no-brainer. I ain't going nowhere. I get too much from this.
Okay.
I tell people, it's so amazing. It shows you just how powerful God. He can take a knucklehead like me and use me to do something somewhere else that's way beyond my ability. You know what I mean? It's I don't know. I'm still just in awe of all of this. And you're trying to bring me into the 21st century. Into the 21st century with the Zoom and all this stuff, man. That's why I say, yeah, I like the combination because you're going to help me move into the Jetson age and leave bedrock behind.
I'm really low-key just trying to do what the Word told me to do, which is write about yesterday, write about today, and write about tomorrow. You know what I mean? Although all this is going to pass away, I'm just trying to do my part and just have the Bible be rewritten today. I'm just trying to make sure I get wrote somewhere. That's all right. That's our mission, is to get our name left in the book.
And that book of life, my name, I would love to see written in the hands of life.
That part.
Because if you ain't there, I don't want no parts of that.
If was the fifth, we all be lit, right?
Okay. We ain't doing that up in her. Up in her.
So, okay.
But you know what? Let me say, we got 15 minutes left. I want to put out this little disclaimer that you are listening to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, where we offer praise, poetry, fun. Nobody ever said, and if they did, they was lying, that serving the Lord.
Okay.
Have
fun with him. I'm trying to tell you. 319-527-6300. If you're listening online in the chat rooms, Zoom or anything else, dial those digits before 10 o'clock. Because if you go into overtime, that's the only way you're going to be able to go with it.
For those that are on the West Coast, you have 15 minutes until 7 o'clock. As I mentioned earlier, we're like one of the first, if not the first, platforms, East and West Coast, working together at the same time to entertain you guys. So we're working on three different time zones, because really, again, it's just all over the place. But
we reach out.
Those that are on the West Coast, yeah, right. We start at 5, and we end at 8.
Wow. That I keep forgetting that aspect, too, because it started at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. But that's okay, because through it all, we all here together.
That's that medium I'm trying to tell folks something.
Yes. See, this is the tech guy.
Just a little bit.
We're going to take a half a second for those quick music break, and then we're going to come back and begin to wind things down. I have one piece that I'm going to play. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I was talking to my dog for a quick second. I got one piece that I'm going to play, and I'm not going to tell you, but it is. But it's by Kirk Franklin.
You just told us.
Like that. like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army is behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl that feels their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
I can't believe 2 hours has passed already. I'm going to wind it down. I want to just voice my appreciation for everybody that inspired me to be inspired throughout this. I would hope to join y'all again. Same bad time, same bad channel next week. But in addition to that, every night of the week, other than Sunday night at 9 o'clock, Epiphany has something for you. The Divas talking, it could be just Jay and Gina. There's a whole lot of stuff. It's a whole lot of stuff. We got Lady A, we got Band Meadows, Poetic. We got La Perla Negra. We got this VIP. We got Jesse. We got when we can get David Mott. It's just a whole metaphor. It's just a slew of mind awakening poetry and conversation. Check it out. Also, if you guys, before we close down, I have to say this. Anybody that listen tonight or may listen to this at a later date. If you're curious about this Christ extolled about this platform, and you're curious or anything, hit me up. Now, I will be sure to show you where in the book you can make your own choice. That decision and that walk, that relationship, gained through you and your connection. I will walk you through the process. anything I say or anybody else say, if you can't back it up in that book, you might want to rethink. I'm sure my brother, Mr. Alonzo, would be sure to share with you if you're in that area where you're questioning things.
Yes. Yes. Any assistance, anytime.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for. We got a couple. So I'm going to ask my brother for any final remarks or comments he wants to make, and then if he would lead us a prayer. I think I might play a few songs after that. This will be the end of the verbal session.
Indeed.
The mic is yours.
Indeed. I just want to thank everybody that did tune in, that called in, that zoomed in, that's online, that's on the side, the neighbors. I mean, this platform is just something else. But I just want to thank everybody that put a piece of energy into this. Thank you. Thank you. Tune again for the next go around. It will be good. It will be great. God is good and God is great. And also, I was going to speak on the Zoom, but I'll leave that alone. But thank you, Raw Links. Thank you, Brother Paul. Thank you, everybody that has a position on the Epiphany. Not just the Epiphany, but the For Real Entertainment Network. You know, every night. Thank you guys for doing what you do, because you could be anywhere, but you guys are here. And you're giving back to the community. That's what it's really about at the end of the day. So after that, I don't have really that much more to say. Tune in next week, same time, same channel. And other than that, I'm going to lead us out on a prayer. And if we can just bow our heads, draw our minds. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for allowing us to wake up in your image. The ups and downs, thank you for the love and the mercy and the grace that you have bestowed upon us. May we grow in your name from this point, from this day forward. May we grow in your name in the knowledge, the understanding. That way we can exploit the wisdom. We can do your will. And on that, and then in your name, I pray that we grow as one. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now.
me strong.
I want to take this time here and dedicate it to the broken. I want to talk to you for a moment. You see, I've been on this Christ walk for a good minute, you know. And I understand that there are some who got the thing figured out and down pat. But for the rest of us, every now and then, you know, life happens. And we need to simplify a little bit. This is the reason for this song. And I hope you hear my heart on it.
But I found the greatest gift, wrapped
I get a little bit needy.